how this, I guess, wasn't talked about in spring training beats me. Like, were the Yankees not using torpedo bats in spring training? Was it only used on this opening series?
It was like a secret weapon they were waiting?
So for those who haven't paid attention, the Yankees are using something called torpedo bats. And we'll play the explanation of it in a second. But the reason why this also got a ton of attention is because the Yankees all weekend against the Brewers raked. Now, they were also playing in New York.
15 home runs, the most in a three-game series in Major League Baseball history, or franchise history.
Yeah. 15. So they were raking, and it was at Yankee Stadium, which we all know the dimensions are shorter. It was windy on opening day, too. They're also playing a Brewers team that we don't know how good they're going to be, but they certainly aren't the LA Dodgers. So keep that in mind. But here's a quick explanation on what is going on with these bats that look different and might be causing some more offense.
Now, you see the shape of Chisholm's bat?
I do. It's got a big barrel on it.
Well, it's actually a little bit lower than the barrel. The Yankee front office, the analytics department, did a study on Anthony Volpe, and every single ball, it seemed like he hit on the label. He didn't hit any on the barrel. So they had bats made up where they moved a lot of the wood into the label, so the harder part of the bat is going to actually strike the ball.
That'd be a weird way to hit. It's going up there expecting to get jammed and putting the meat of the bat towards the label?
It'd allow you to wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, you wait all right.
That's the audio from Yes Network, by the way, one of the Yankees games over the weekend, explaining this torpedo bat. It's blown up. It's like, other than maybe the Final Four, it's the biggest story in sports right this second. And are other teams now going to mimic this? First and foremost, I get it if your first thought is this cheating?
Yeah. Yeah, that my initial instinct is, are you cheating? Because there are firm rules in there about experimental bats and whether or not you're allowed to do experimental bats and all this other stuff. But also, they have dimensions, right? So it's like, hey, the barrel cannot be larger than this size in this area. So like, they are technically within the rules.
Yeah, maybe baseball approved it. They had to get permission.
Yeah, you're not allowed to just bring a new weirdo bat into a game. You have to tell baseball you're going to do it first. Baseball approved it, and obviously for the Yankees' sake, it is working.
Is it three games against the Brewers in their stadium and it was windy on opening day?
I'll say it is three games. So there's no reason to just like, I don't think you need your favorite players. I don't think we need to go send Michael Massey to the bat store and say, hey man, just real quick, go ahead and pick up a couple of these bad boys and let's call it a day. I don't think we need to rush to the store and figure out, or like, you know, someone just mentioned travel baseball. Every travel baseball kid rushed to the store to go get a torpedo bat before their upcoming wood bat tournament. But I do think, I think it's kind of fairly obvious there must have been some advantage in it. And the logic and the explanation behind the advantage makes sense. And talking to some members of the Royals organization, I think it's less about the Yankees all figure this out and that the bat manufacturers have been actually pitching this for years, have been doing all this research and been producing these bats, and they just straight up weren't popular for a while. I'm going to guess that's getting ready to change. And if this continues for even 2 weeks, honestly, you'd be kind of a fool if you were a player who was struggling and it was hitting in that part of the bat in particular. Look, if you're Bobby Wood Jr. and you're already hitting, or you're Vinny, you're already hitting, I don't know, you need to go change up your bat style. But if you find out that that's where you're regularly making contact, I don't know why you wouldn't try it. This seems like free money. It does feel like cheating. It feels like one of those things like the tush push where you're like, I don't like it. And I kind of prefer that you just have to swing a regular bat. Well,
that, and of course it's the Yankees. That's the other part. Like, it's not like the Royals, you know, it's not like the Royals or Brewers are the first team using it. Like, oh, wow, okay. No, of course it's the Yankees. And you know, yes, you can talk about resources within an organization and all this, but this is not the first time anybody in baseball has ever heard of this. It's just the first time that the masses and those of us that are just fans of the game are hearing about these torpedo bats. And now it really is the biggest story, and everybody's trying to figure out how much does it actually impact. I think deep down, the impact of it is overblown. Like, that's just my...
I agree. It's just like a bad series that got away.
Does it help? I think it probably does, but I think to the extent is overblown. This is not like some secret power-up. You know, you're playing some video game. You know, for those of you that download the new Backyard Baseball throwback game...
I can't just put my sliders on 99 and have slug homers all the time.
Yeah, it's not that. You still got to square the ball up and a lot of things, but maybe it increases the distance. Like, use these bats in the home run derby, please. Maybe that it does something like that. But you're right. If the next week or so the Yankees are still hitting at an abnormal rate of home runs and power with these bats, then you would be foolish as an organization, as a player, not to really, really explore this. And so we'll see what the Yankees do this week. But it is kind of wild that that this just blew up the way it did so, so quickly. And whether you're, you know, Louisville Slugger there in Louisville, Kentucky, making bats, and not everybody uses that, right? Like Bobby has a different brand, manufacturer for his bats than somebody else does, or somebody has this manufacturer. But if you're a manufacturer of those bats, you're definitely, I bet you, if we got an honest answer, whether it's Louisville or you pick your bat manufacturer, that they have gotten some requests, to say the least.
Yeah.
To say the least. Hey, send me, you know, Send me like two or three of these. I just want to.
Let's swing in the cage a little bit before the game and see how it feels.
Do you guys think Vinny's done that? Because I think Vinny, when he joined us the last time that he joined us, he was on his way home from Louisville Louisville Slugger.
I'm going to ask him. I haven't. We'll see what he says when we ask him. But I'll ask him. If you're curious if the Royals are intrigued by this, Q was talking about it. Matt Quatrero, the Royals manager. This is what he had to say about it.
Well, good for them. I mean, that's creativity. That's using all your resources, right? I mean, you want to combine your resources with your experience, and it certainly is not something I could have used it. I never hit it on the sweet spot, so I certainly didn't think about it either. So good for them. I mean, you know, I'm sure if that's legal and other people find that to be the case, that, you know, somebody else is going to do it as well. So, you know, I did see the video of it yesterday. The home runs were before our game start, or a lot of them were before our game started, so I was aware of what was going on, but I did not hear about the bat until this morning. But yeah, I would imagine it becomes a trend now.
I mean, this could very well just be Yankee Stadium, small stadium.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's overblown.
But the trend is going to be kind of hard. There's going to be players who are tempted by it, especially players, because it's the bat speed thing for me. It's the players who consistently can't turn over the ball and hit it on the sweet spot and get their bat around on. If you're just moving it, then you just don't care that you get pitched inside nearly as much.
Yeah, let's just see what this week brings. But I think it is very important point out, specifically opening day, and the reaction was at Yankee Stadium. I believe it was very windy that day, and it was against the Milwaukee Brewers, and Cortez got rocked, just rocked. He might just be old and washed. I don't know, right? Like, so let's see. But I'm fascinated by it, though. Like, it is really, I don't know how many articles you read as well. Like, it's just interesting to read up on it and how we got here, why the Yankees are here. They got this guy from MIT, they claim, is like the source of all of it, and there's people that dispute that. But like, it's really interesting. But I'm skeptical that it's as big of a deal as, frankly, everybody, and here we are talking about it.